Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. Today we are doing a follow-up on Twister, but this time it's 40X. Our good pal Ben went to go see the movie again and got to experience the 40X immersive experience at your local theater. Ben, please tell the people, did you survive 4DX Twister?
Oh, boy. All right, so this was my first 4DX movie ever. And I almost wasn't going to do it, but I noticed, I think Thursday was the last day they were showing it because Deadpool and Wolverine was taking it over. So I was like, oh, my God, this is my last chance. It's now or never, because I heard this movie is perfect for 4DX, and I was like, okay, so I did it, and I did a double feature with Twisters and Deadpool Wolverine. We'll talk about that later.
Nice.
It started awesome. You remember that opening scene when you're like in the car and it's going between the characters? It feels like you're in the camera. It feels like you're moving from side to side, moving around the whole world. Like if the camera is going over a field, you feel like you're going over the field. It was amazing at first. I mean, I was seriously like, this is how all movies need to be. This is the greatest experience. It's amazing. But then the movie kept going.
Yeah.
Every time they're in the car, my seat was shaking. They spend most of the movie in the car. So my seat's shaking the entire time. Within 30, 40, maybe somewhere in the first half, I got a headache, and I had that headache the whole movie. The wind was great. The wind effects were awesome. There's like a little like light flashing. So there's like a light effect that was awesome. Surprisingly, there was not a lot of water, just a little, surprisingly, but the shaking was way too much. I was shaking so much. Every time they got in the car, I was literally sitting like this. Like it was too much. And I had such a bad headache, and I was really not really enjoying myself. What I realized also is I wasn't paying attention to the story. I wasn't paying attention to the emotion or to the characters, because I was just thinking, God bless, when's the next? So I think you can have, you know, a nice fun roller coaster, or I think you can have a nice meaningful movie. But I don't think you can have them together, because I was focusing so much on the shaking that I wasn't focusing on the drama, the characters, the emotions, because the movie is designed to make you feel these things internally already. The movie's designed to make you feel that. You don't need a shaking chair to feel that. The movie does it. The music, the characters, the camera, it's all there on screen already. So when you have this extra shaking, it was just taking me out of the movie. And I wasn't investing as much as I needed to in the movie.
When I was younger, they used to have like the mini 40X theaters, like, and it used to be like a 10-minute roller coaster experience. Like you would go to this like tiny theater, and it would be like a virtual roller coaster, right? Like where the screen would turn into like a very PlayStation 2 visual graphic, and the seats would move and all that stuff. I think it works great for 10 minutes. For a good 10 minutes, it's fine. You're like, whoa, I'm in a roller coaster. 2.5 hours. I get it. That's why I've never done it.
Yeah.
I heard a funny story many, many years ago about when this first started. Transformers Age of Extinction. You remember that movie? So like there's a part in it where I don't remember his name. He dies in the movie. He gets like scorched, right? Like he just gets burnt from toe to head.
Okay.
Kind of a traumatizing image.
Uh-huh.
And the reports that I heard is that in this 4DX theater, they were making people smell.
No!
Yep.
No!
Smoke, like burning smoke. Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's awful. Oh. Awful. Yeah. Right, right. So I've never been enticed to go and do this. Twisters, I almost thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Twisters.
Mm-hmm. And you loved the first movie so much, right? You had so much investment already.
Right, yeah. But even with Twisters, I was hesitant because of that story. You know, but tell me, did they throw chickens at you? Did they throw what they do to you? Like what kind of like immersive, what besides the seats moving, what other immersive details do you remember?
Yeah. So there's the seat vibrating. And then there's the seat kind of moves forward. And I don't remember if we went really side to side, but it moving forward a bit. There was a lot of wind effects, and you can feel a breeze in the theater. And that was really nice. That was really
That's cool. Very cool.
Especially because in this movie, you know, there's so the wind is such a big part of the movie. It's such a big part. So that was really nice. There was when there's lightning on screen, there was a little light bulb that would kind of. There was some little fog effects, not a lot, but a little bit of fog that would go around. And I liked all those things, just not the seat vibrating. The seat vibrating was too much for me. Oh, there was also an air jet, like right by your head. And that was that was actually kind of cool. Anytime, like, for example, in the opening, Jeb or something, the boyfriend, there's a scene where he's in the wind and something hits his face. And when it hits his face, your seat vibrates and there's a jet right next to your... So you feel the impact on your face when it hits him on the face. You know, little things like that are kind of neat.
Would you do it again?
Like you said, for shorter things. I also remember those little, you know, you sit in the booth and it's all black and there's the screen and your seat's shaking. And I think that's great. Short term, like the opening of this movie, it was perfect, no notes. But my god, oh, it wasn't even 2.5 hours, John. It's 115 minutes with credits, 115 minutes with credits, and I was done after like an hour, before an hour was even up. I was like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like nobody should go to 4DX.
Or maybe I'm just old and cranky now. Who knows?
I mean, like, dude, I got a bad back and everything. I'm just like, no, thank you. Well, thank you for joining us in this discussion and about the 4DX Wood Swords experience. Be sure and visit us at thecosmicstrictus.com, where you can find other articles about Twister, Deadpool, which we're about to discuss, and other various things on the website.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.